Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me, as every week we talk about the astrological energies of our times. And in today's show, the Monday episode, we do various special topics and healing themes. And in today's podcast, I'm going to talk about the dwarf planet Eris. That is spelled E-R-I-S. And I know it sounds like Aries, so I just wanted to differentiate between the two, because this dwarf planet Eris is in Aries, and she is an important player here in the cosmos at this time. So in today's show, we're going to look at her energy in the collective, as well as how it is showing up in your soul growth. Astrology is composed of many archetypes. And that is one filter that we can view the astrological signs as well as the planets. And it helps us piece together the different energies within each one. There are overlaps in archetypes. There are many ways the energies show up within us and within the world. And archetypes are a powerful teacher for understanding an energy, for how it shows up, for what's at play, for how it feels. And also how to recognize it. And I feel like this helps us elevate our consciousness when we can recognize an archetype, understand what it is revealing or showing us, and then we can make powerful choices around how to interact with it, how to move through it, how to learn, and how to heal. And those are each of my strong themes for speaking about astrology with you. Talking about your power, talking about your choices, helping you step into some new areas of your life and some new areas of your soul's energy that perhaps you haven't been able to step into before. But we're living in a very powerful timeline on this planet, and you are here to be a part of that power, both to experience your power and to contribute to the greater whole of what it means to be an empowered being. So I'd like to dive into this special topic on Eris in Aries and also give you a heads up that on my YouTube channel, I have a playlist dedicated to asteroids, goddesses, and dwarf planets. And I believe there are 8 or 9 videos there focusing on various asteroids and goddesses. And you might be interested in checking it out to understand more about these archetypal energies in your chart. So for example, there is a video on Eris in Aries and the differences between Eris and Lilith. There are actually 3 Liliths, just to be confusing, right? Let's have 3 Liliths in astrology. And Eris and Lilith have common archetypes, but different levels of consciousness. And I want to bring that up because as I start to explain these energies, a lot of people will say, oh, it sounds like Lilith or it sounds like Black Moon Lilith, but they are different. And how they are different is in where they are located in the solar system, where their energy shows up. So for example, Eris is located outside of the orbit of Pluto. Pluto is the farthest planet from the sun. And Eris is even further out. So Eris is known as the little sister of Pluto. And that's because she is a smaller dwarf planet. It's not meant to be condescending. I just think that her energy is her planet is smaller than Pluto. But she's also known as being a sister to Mars. Okay, so she's associated with Pluto and Mars. Black Moon Lilith is also associated with these two planets. But Black Moon Lilith is a little different because she is an asteroid, not a dwarf planet, and she is located in the asteroid belt between Mars and Saturn. So her physical location is closer to Mars, whereas Eris's physical location is closer to Pluto. So you see how they're paired up differently? And this makes Black Moon Lilith closer to the human consciousness of Mars. And Eris is closer to the soul evolutionary consciousness of Pluto. Okay, so I hope that helps explain how they are energetically different, although they have many common themes that you'll notice as I go into her energy a bit more. So as you visualize how they are located in different places in our solar system, that helps pinpoint the different energies that we're speaking about here. And let me explain a little bit more about Eris. So she is a dwarf planet, and she is known as the goddess of discord and strife. And that's because, due to her Greek mythology, she was not invited to the family wedding. And so she's also the archetype of the uninvited feminine. The uninvited feminine. And to get revenge, she initiated the Trojan War. So she is known as the angry feminine, the woman scorned, a warrioress who is here for revenge. And she is fired up, especially as she travels through Aries. Now, she is at 23 degrees of Aries right now, but she has been in Aries since 1922. What this means is that everyone on the planet who was born 1922 or later has Eris in Aries in their energy signature in this lifetime. And that is incredibly rare because there is no other astrological planet or placement that everyone on the planet shares. So it's quite fascinating to look at it from that angle, that Eris in Aries unites us all at a soul level during this time and these experiences on the planet. She moves incredibly slowly through the astrological signs, and she's going to stay in Aries until 2044. So she is here and she is ready to fight. She is fiery. She is feisty. She feels powerful in her anger. And because she's at 23 degrees of Aries, that being the third decan, she's learned a lot about the Aries energies over the past decades. So Aries being the first astrological sign is initiation, independence, courage, the courage to be yourself, the quest to know yourself. Who am I? And the Aries energy is the discovery of self and what it means to be your own individual entity. It is about having the desire to do something your own way. Aries is a fire sign. It is a cardinal sign. It initiates. So when you couple that with the Eris energies, she is here to get some fights started. She feels powerful following where her energy is strongest. And as I said, she's the female counterpart of Mars. And aggression is okay with her. Independence is okay with her. And so there's this energy within all of us on the planet. Now think about that for a minute. 7 billion people on this planet carry this energy signature. And this is where we can be in the deep energies of anger, of war, of initiation, of a fight. There's a deeper programming here that we are meant to elevate, that we're meant to move through, and we're meant to ultimately mature through the Aries energy together. And at a global level, it's looking at, do we want to be a planet engaged in war? How are we responsible for aggression? How are we individually responsible for our anger, our responses, our triggers, where we go to battle, whether this is internally or outside of you or on the world stage? So it makes for a very big theme that we are all feeling and moving through, and this would be a soul's choice. Because of Eris being outside of Pluto, and Pluto is associated with the soul's evolutionary journey, well, so is Eris. And she is here to be more of that feminine archetype of anger and what it means to be feminine or to be a female in a patriarchal society where you feel uninvited to the table. You feel unacknowledged in your voice. You don't feel heard in what you need to say or express. So this brings up themes of not only the uninvited feminine archetype, but alienation, rejection, being ostracized and marginalized, and how we are each programmed to feel something around these parts of our experience. The Aries energy is the blood in our veins, the blood in our bodies that gives us life, and how the blood can get fired up, right? Anger, inflammation, rosacea, redness on the skin, inflammation in the body. Anything that has that fiery reaction is Aries. And the Eris energy, I feel, is pulling us into this current present lifetime with memories of being that uninvited feminine. That, and now I'm seeing witchcraft and the practices of witchcraft, which are not evil, but the way that it is shared or put out into the mass consciousness can be deemed evil. Everything is about intention, and so many spiritual practices, for example, are very powerful. And when they are done with that intention of do no harm and love and magic and beautiful intentions, then that energy comes alive. But through many lifetimes, the energy has been turned against us. And when I'm saying the feminine energies, I'm also feeling Gaia here. I'm also feeling how the energies have been turned against Gaia, and Gaia being battered and bruised by destructive forces and anger and just the energy of that on the planet. And I'm feeling very strong periods of time where women were scorned. Now, if you are a man or a woman in this lifetime, you have been a man or a woman in many other lifetimes, because we switch roles to learn, to balance out our energies, to understand both sides of an experience, so to speak. Most people at least do that. Some people choose at a soul level to only experience lifetimes as men or as the masculine energies. What I'm speaking about here is the feminine energies that have not been welcomed on the planet as equals. And that there have been many times throughout many cultures, belief systems, eras of history, on and on, where that energy has not been welcomed. And I'm getting the image of the Salem witch trials. I'm getting the image of different periods of time in Asian cultures and history. I mean, they're just showing it to me as like these big patches on the globe that have held this energy. And so there is a desire at a soul level in this lifetime to free ourselves individually from deeper feelings of anger and revenge. Again, there's meant to be a mastery. There's meant to be a responsibility, because Eris is now in the third decan of Aries. She's meant to understand how to honor her feelings, her anger, her reactions, how to take action that is productive, that is useful, that is supportive, instead of impatient, impulsive, selfish, childish, those being the lower archetypes of Aries. We are collectively learning how to feel powerful in ourselves, even when there is injustices. But again, I'm feeling it as such a deeper, ancient programming. And that's why there's so many people on the planet right now, because there's something that the soul wants to clear. It's a desire for soul level clearing and soul level power. There's also a thinking it through energy here, because that Aries energy can be so impulsive. It's like, I'm going to battle today. And then later on, in hindsight, you look at, okay, how did my anger serve me? Did it serve me or did it not? Was it worth it to go to battle? You know, what did I lose? What did I gain? What was the victory? What was the defeat? And so it's having more maturity around these deeper root chakra. That's also part of the Aries energy, is the root chakra fight or flight programming. And to look at how you can be in control of that. So Aries is okay being angry. And when you look at all of our emotions, they're simply messengers. They are energies moving through us. And this was something that I even channeled back in 2011, 2012, that emotion is energy in motion. And I wrote about that in my book, The Art of Trapeze. And then many other people have taught that since I shared it. And I have found that to be really fascinating, how this terminology has picked up, that the emotion we feel is just meant to move through us. Anger being one of them, grief, depression, pain, fears, all of these emotions are just energy in motion that's meant to move through us. And so we have to honor our process. And Aries is the beginning of a process. It's the beginning of something. So what are you beginning? What are you initiating with that anger, with those feelings? And how is it serving you? And is it still your truth? Because that archetype of the uninvited feminine is an opportunity to reconnect with the feminine heart and the feminine needs, and to allow that to be embraced and to fire you up. To say, okay, yes, I feel pain. Yes, this hurts. Yes, it feels horrible to be left out, to not be included for something that I wanted to be invited to. It hurts my heart. But I'm going to take responsibility for those feelings, and I'm going to move ahead with the best of intentions. I'm going to allow this to empower me and to fire me up to a higher level of choices and consciousness, instead of drag me into the energies of revenge, retaliation, and an overwhelming anger that I feel stuck in. So Aries is on a big journey of consciousness at this time that's working with all of us on the planet. And this energy is going to be triggered in 2020. Now, because Aries moves so slowly, she is hovering between 23 and 24 degrees of Aries. And this is important because, as you probably are aware, in 2020, Saturn in Capricorn and Pluto in Capricorn are going to be at 23 and 24 degrees of Capricorn, creating a square to Aries in Aries. So she's going to have two visitors at the same time, no less, in Capricorn. Now, Saturn will only visit her in January. January 15th through the 31st. So literally the second half of January, Saturn in Capricorn will be at 23 and 24 degrees squaring Aries. And we know that the Saturn in Capricorn energy is very strong. And it's here about asking for responsibility, asking for maturity, asking you to slow down, step back, and look at this. So as Saturn squares Aries in Aries, she's going to have a big frustration around the independence, around her initial feelings, perhaps feeling like she can't do what she wants to do, and then has an explosive reaction. This is an energy where Saturn is saying, it's time to stop and look at what's serving you and what's not serving you. So for 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, there's a tension here. And it's the tension of the uninvited daughter and her father, with Saturn in Capricorn being the father. And that could be an actual father in your life, a father figure, an archetypal father, such as a higher up, an authority figure, somebody you are responsible to. It could also be God the Father. So it depends on your interpretation, which one you'd like to use or which one feels right for you. But it is the uninvited daughter who's angry and pissed off and like outside of the wedding, smoking a cigarette. You know, she's got her cool tattoos and she's like, F them all. I'm going to do what I want to do anyways. And I'm going to burn this place down. And then the father comes out and says, we need to have a conversation here. And I feel like the energy I feel is that it's a conversation based in love, which is the Saturn in Capricorn saying, I just want to help you see something from a higher viewpoint that isn't only about yourself. Because again, that Aries in Aries, she can be childish and very all-consumed in her own world. And that's the lower energy of Aries, is that self-involved aspect of self. But this is a maturing. At its highest point, it's maturing. And I feel that this Saturn in Capricorn squaring Aries is an ultimatum. Is like it's time to get a job or move out or do your own thing, or because you can't stay here anymore. You can't live here anymore. I'm not going to let you continue being this version of yourself. So Saturn comes in, makes a square, and brings in this ultimatum, okay? And then Saturn moves on, and Saturn says, okay, I have other work to tend to, and I'm going to catch up with you in a few years. When Saturn is in Aquarius, at 23, 24 degrees of Aquarius, he's going to come back around through that sextile and check in with Aries and her newfound independence and how she's doing and what is happening in her world. So again, this is a reality check conversation. Now, on top of that, we have the energy of Pluto in Capricorn as well, traveling with Saturn, and yet the Pluto energy is going to be working with Aries throughout much of 2020 because of how Pluto really hovers at 24 and 23 degrees for good chunks of time in 2020. So this means that after Saturn leaves the conversation, Pluto comes in and he is, you know, no holds barred. You're doing this. You know, we're doing this, and it's probably going to be tough. And he is that powerful force of soul growth and soul development, where there are deaths. There are parts of the Aries in Aries ego that dies. Every time Pluto connects with a planet, something dies. An energy dies, a consciousness dies, a perspective dies. That is the job of Pluto, because that's how the transformation happens. So then Eris is in a powerful battle with Pluto around her self-identity dying. What she thought was so important, what she held on to, what she believed her power was, is being greatly challenged throughout 2020. And that can result in more anger, but it can also help her elevate to new choices, new perspectives, new understandings of how to approach a battle. Because Aries is very much in the moment, Pluto in Capricorn is about long-term permanent change. So there's this deep frustration that you want the change to happen quickly, but it's not going to happen quickly. And it can feel like twiddling your thumbs or sitting in something really uncomfortable. And how do you manage those emotions? And part of this Pluto in Capricorn is asking that question. How are you managing yourself? How are you taking care of your own underworld? How are you dealing with your anger, your frustration, everything that's coming up, all the triggers of the root chakra? How are you handling that fight or flight? And because there is no immediate solution, there can be that frustration and that angst and that sense of just being pissed off. But the choice is to allow that to be your teacher. Allow that to heal you. Allow those feelings to show you more of your choices and what you want and what serves you now. So you look at this individually and it can make sense for what you're being pushed to evolve. But then you look at it globally. Every person on the planet is feeling this. So it's going to really change the environment and the energies that we pick up and feel. So this is why it would be really helpful and advantageous to know how you deal with anger. How do you deal with anger? A few shows ago, we talked about Jinshin Jitsu and the hand holds, holding your fingers, the middle finger being the finger of anger. Gotta love that. And allowing that to help support your anger and feelings. You can do EFT tapping, which many of you are probably aware of, where you tap the various energy meridians on your body. On YouTube, Brad Yates, EFT Wizard, has wonderful videos that pinpoint specific emotions. And you can do tapping around anger, tapping around resentment, tapping around grief. Great things to check out. Of course, you can do Reiki, energy medicines of all different kinds. Acupuncture is wonderful for moving energy through your body. And on it goes. There's many modalities out there. But that would be a very practical, useful thing, is to look at what you can do to help move anger through you, to help move aggression, to help support your root chakra, and how it's very normal to have these bigger feelings and to have the fight or flight response, but that you also have choices in how to manage it and how to move through it. So we do have big Eris energies throughout 2020 as Pluto in Capricorn makes ongoing squares to that dwarf planet. And when you're aware of where this is in your astrology chart, it's going to help you understand the themes that are going on. So you would look at where 23 to 24 degrees of Aries shows up in your chart. And that's going to show you where you're going to be triggered the most. And then you would look at where 23 and 24 degrees of Capricorn is in your chart, and that's where Pluto will be hanging out and traveling in 2020. And that's where you could feel an outside force pushing you. Also, it restraint, because Capricorn will say no, or you can't do that, or it's not time, or you're not ready. But there's something about the soul's growth that's really key in 2020, because we're removing this energy from the planet. We're removing that initial human fight or flight instinct. We're setting it free. It's kind of been trapped in a loop. And the bigger picture is that we're freeing it. We're freeing it. So again, I do have a video, some videos for you on YouTube. I will put a link below this podcast so that you can go check out more about Eris, as well as any of these other asteroids and goddesses. And I hope that it helps you understand more of what's coming up and what is your power. So as always, thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast and show. I appreciate your time and your energy. And you can still sign up for the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinars if you're interested. And I hope that that program helps you with navigating the next year, the big astrology and the rare astrology of 2020. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll be back here on Wednesday as we talk about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies ahead. You can find out more about my offerings below this podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Take good care.